Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the past few weeks, we've been talking about being a glory carrier. Amen. And which is your identity in Christ. If you don't know what your identity is, know this. When you receive the Lord Jesus into your heart, you become a glory carrier of God. Amen. And the moment, the second you receive the Lord, the Spirit of God comes to take residence in the inside of you. Wow. Can you, I think our minds are so finite that you cannot fathom that thought. God himself is living in the inside of you. Glory to God. Wow.
Amen. Yes, Amen. Lord.
Holiness is living in the inside of you. So in the second that you receive the Lord, your identity changes immediately in the blink of an eye. Your identities change. And last week we spoke about, we went through two scriptures, 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. We went through 1 Corinthians 6:19, where it says that we are the temple of God. And that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Which means, and I told you very clear, which means that when you and I walk into a room, we shift the atmosphere because the glory of God, the light of Christ, amen, is within you and is permeating out of you. And demons have no choice but to run out, run away. Sickness begins to lose its hold. Amen. Because now the healer has walked in. The healer is inside of you. And the Holy Spirit, there is power. And when you walk in, the healing presence of Jesus Christ steps in with you.
Yes.
Steps in with us. Hallelujah. So wherever we go, there God goes with us. Hallelujah. So as a glory carrier, we display the manifest presence of God. That's what I said a few minutes ago. There is a display of the manifest presence of God among all of us, even more as we praise and we worship God. And today we're going to wrap it up. And this has been, for me, it has been a liberating message, and I hope for you it has
Amen.
As well.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Because Amen. We, yes. as believers, we got to stay teachable. We don't know everything.
Amen.
You're not going to know everything until you get to heaven. But in the meantime, while you're living on this earth, remain teachable. Learn something. Amen. I mean, we're learning something every day, but grasp onto that learning. Take it in. And that message that liberates us so much, it allows us to step into the supernatural as a glory carrier of God. I mean, that's awesome. That is awesome news right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you partner together with the Holy Spirit, when you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, there's two things you can experience. One, you can experience healing and deliverance. That is complete wholeness in your body. Wholeness from sickness. Wholeness from bondage. And when you pray, let me tell you something. When you pray as a believer of Christ, as a glory carrier of Christ, when you pray for others, it will change their lives. When you speak to other people, it will change their lives. Because as you establish that intimacy walk with the Holy Spirit, change takes place. Transformation takes place. Consecration takes place. And then you have the opportunity to demonstrate the love of God to others. That's why it's so important to transform, renew our minds. The word of God says it. Renew your mind. Transform your minds to be more and more in the image and likeness of God. We are the ones that model Jesus Christ. And there's so much more that God wants to do through you and in you. God has so much to do, but he needs us. He needs us, vessels of honor, to do his work. Amen. Just like the disciples, the apostles in the Old Testament, they did the work for him. When he left, when he ascended into heaven, after 50 days from the resurrection, I mean, from when he died on the cross, 50 days later, he ascended into heaven. 10 days before that, for 10 whole days, he was walking with the disciples in his resurrected body, giving them instructions, encouraging them, and telling them, listen, I'm going away, but I'm going to leave you not orphan. I'm going to send you a comforter, and that one's going to be with you wherever you go. You will never be alone. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's what the Lord Jesus meant. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, my Lord, the Holy Spirit's in the inside of you. It's in the inside of me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Remember when I said last week that when you walk into a room, when you walk into a building or a store, wherever you go, the healing manifestation of Jesus Christ steps in with you. Can you believe it? Like the light, the healer, but the physician, he's stepping in with you. Because wherever you go, once again, the Spirit goes with you. And spiritual dynamics change around you. The atmosphere is constantly changing. Wherever you go, the atmosphere has to change. So you walk into a room of darkness, the atmosphere has to change because light takes over the darkness. Amen. It overcomes the darkness every time, all the time. Amen. And this is the potential for all believers and for their life. This is the potential that when you walk into a room, you can change the dynamics in the room. And as a believer, that is your potential. That's my potential. Amen. But let me share with you some truth in that. Amen.
Amen.
Though every true believer has the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit does not have every believer. May I repeat that again? Though every true believer has the Holy Spirit does not have every believer. What do I mean by that? I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. That means that not every believer is surrendered to the work of the Holy Spirit in their life. So yes, we do have the Holy Spirit, but not every believer, amen, is surrendered to the Holy Spirit. And we can see it in people, right? We can see it by their fruit, amen, by what they're putting out, amen. And I asked you from the beginning, 2 weeks ago, I said, you know what? You need to start praying. Holy Spirit, come and possess me. Holy Spirit, come. I surrender to you. Because the reality is that God can only use a surrendered vessel. God can only use a person that is truly, truly, truly connected to God. One that is humbled and one that allows the Holy Spirit to empower them in love, peace, joy, wisdom, understanding, and in the ability to live a holy life, and in so much more than that. Amen. But we have the power under the Holy Spirit to live in love, joy, peace, wisdom, long suffering. We have that. Amen. God has given us that ability. Amen. To say no to the things that displease the Lord. To say no to the things that he knows that are going to bring strife into our life or the life of others. Amen. So we know when a believer is walking in the fruit of the Spirit, we can see the love of God. We can see the joy. We can see peace. We can see unity. We can see the wisdom and the understanding that they have. We can hear by the words that they speak. And what happens is, when you don't surrender your life, what happens is that you will allow areas of compromise. You're going to allow spiritual neglect to come into play in your life. And like I said a couple weeks ago, you may even grieve the Holy Spirit. Or worse, you may blaspheme the Holy Spirit, which is a sin that is not forgiven by God.
Not forgivable.
Amen? Mm. So we have to, as believers, be mindful. Really be mindful. Amen? Pray every morning before you leave the house. Pray that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, comes and possesses you. Because sometimes we, the flesh, there's a struggle. We don't want to be possessed by the Holy Spirit. We want to do our own thing. Let's be real. We want to do our own thing. We have our own agenda for the day.
We can do it.
Hallelujah. But what if we tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, just come. I surrender to you. Use me for your glory today, Lord. I don't know what you got for me today, Lord God, but use me. And you know, for some of us, it may not be a praise the Lord, amen message. But let me tell you something. This is coming straight from the Word.
Amen.
This is coming straight from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God can only use a surrendered vessel, and that is the honest truth. One that is humble, one that allows the Holy Spirit to empower, hallelujah. So try to make it a habit every morning, church, before starting to your day to pray our Father. If you don't know what to pray, pray our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not my will. Not my will.
Amen. Thy will.
Amen. Thy will be done. That means your will, Father, be done, not mine. Amen. Or simply, amen. Simply just say to God, God, I surrender to you today. Lord, let me be a witness to a miracle today. Hallelujah. I mean, that changes stuff. Prayer changes things. If you don't believe a prayer, begin to pray every day and watch. Begin to pray this and watch what God can do in your life. Watch. Just watch.
Amen.
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 Simple prayer. Simple prayer. And here the Lord is, he wants to remind you that you are a glory carrier. You need to pray daily.
Yeah.
If you want to stay connected to the Holy Spirit and befriend him, you got to pray every morning. And talk to the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, come, come. Decrease me and increase. Increase yourself through me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Again, it's not about us. Jesus is at the center of our hearts. Amen. He should be the center of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And am I saying this is easy? No, this is not easy. It's not easy for me. It's not easy for anyone. But it is possible. And it is possible to change habits. It is possible through the work of the Holy Spirit to come into agreement with what God wants us to do for this day. Amen. Now is the time of salvation. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't pray about tomorrow. Now is the time of salvation. Today. Let's be concerned about today. God, what would you have me do today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And when you begin your day in prayer and choose to live a life surrendered to the Holy Spirit, the power within you begins to affect everything in you and around you. Amen? It's like a river that gives off mist. It's like your very being begins to give off this essence of the Spirit of God, this essence of light, this essence of liberty, this essence of freedom. People around you begin to become refreshed. When you surrender to the Holy Spirit, you need to become aware and conscious that you're carrying the glory of God. And when you become aware and conscious of the glory of God within you, miracles can begin to happen around you. And people can become more drawn to you because of the magnetism of the Holy Spirit within you.
Amen.
And remember that it's only God that gets the glory, not you. God placed that in you. God chose you. God called you. God pulled you out from that miry clay. It is all about God. It's never been about us. Amen. So God receives the glory for what he does through you as a living and chosen vessel. Amen.
Amen.
So in you know, so we can see clearly that the glory of God is visible, and when you decide and you become intentional about the Holy Spirit, about connecting with the Holy Spirit, about partnering with the Holy Spirit, no doubt you are going to see the visible and the miraculous manifestation of God's presence outside of you, within you, and you're going to see it through signs and wonders. Through signs and wonders. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in the inside of you. The Holy Spirit's always working in the inside of you. And when you surrender your life to Christ, amen, that means that you are surrendered to whatever the Spirit wants you to do. Amen. Because only the Spirit knows somebody else's situation. Only the Spirit knows somebody else, what somebody else somebody else may be going through. Only the Spirit knows what's going to happen later on today. Only the Spirit knows what's going to happen tomorrow. The Spirit of God knows it all. Remember, Amen. He is omnipresent.
Yes.
And He is all-knowing, and God is everywhere. Amen. But when you exercise, when you begin to exercise the fruit of the Spirit and you start speaking out the love of God, and you start witnessing to people in the joy of the Lord, and you start bringing peace to a home, and you start being patient with others, those are the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. They're evident in your life, amen? And you're not going to be so impatient like, oh my God, and start saying the wrong things, things that the Lord wouldn't even say, amen? So we have to be mindful that we are in touch with other people. You never know how they got up in the morning. You never know. Sometimes we go to a store and we see somebody with a frown, or maybe at the register, a cashier with a frown, or they may be misgruntled that day, or angry or confused about something. We don't know, but the Spirit knows. Amen. But nevertheless, you always got to walk in the Spirit of love, in the Spirit of joy, in the Spirit of peace. Amen. It just reminded me of, the 26th. It was a week ago when we handed out the school bags, and, there's just a bunch of us in the Massac Beach area, and we were donating school bags, and one of the kids got out of a car, and he asked for a couple of bags, and then somebody in the car, I don't think it was his mother, I think it was his godmother, she started shouting out things from the car, but and her voice kept getting louder. I have a two-year-old too. I want a bag for them too. I have a two-year-old too. I want a bag for them. Don't forget. And trying to like scream out to the son, and the son is trying to say, hey, mom, I got it. I got it. And we patiently, me and Dorcas patiently, amen, told the kid, because the mom was, I don't know, maybe 100 yards from us, parked on the street. We said, listen, the school bags are for, you know, kids that are in school from kindergarten all the way to high school. So we're just going to give two away. Well, that woman got out of the car because apparently, you know, the son was kind of ignoring him. And in a way we were too, because she's outside. We're not going to shout and scream all the way to the car. So she came out, and she just looked disgruntled, and, you know, and unhappy and mad and just a little bit angry. And I told her, I got this, you know, and she went and she was buying ice cream for the kids. Amen. So she went inside the shop, and I just spoke to the lady and I said, listen, you know, we're donating school bags, but understand that the donations are only for kids that are already in school from kindergarten to high school. So we will not be donating an additional bag to your two-year-old, because honestly, they can't even carry a 17-inch bag. Let's face it, okay? So, yeah. No, you're right. And you know what? She understood, but again, it was the Holy Spirit at work. Amen. We spoke with a lot of love, with a lot of peace, and everything worked out at the end. And she was very grateful and thankful that we even gave her two bags. All right. And one of the kids wasn't even present. Right.
Amen.
And we gave out two bags to her family. Amen. But this is what I'm saying. And I know we come across disgruntled, people in stores and at work. And sometimes our own family members, they're all annoyed and this and that. Doesn't matter how they're acting, what their attitude is. You put on Christ, amen? You have the Holy Spirit within you. You speak in love. You speak in peace, amen? Because that makes a world of a difference. The Lord says, do not pay evil for evil. I am justice. I'll take care of whatever it is that they're doing, how they're talking to you. I'll take care of it. You leave it up to me. You continue to be who I called you to be. And that is a woman or a man of love, peace, joy, representing the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So no matter what people say, the rejection, the mocking, it doesn't matter. You be you. Because the Holy Spirit is greater than that. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen?
Amen.
So let's go to scripture right now. We don't have too many scriptures, but let's go. Let's go to the book of Acts. And we're going to go to chapter 4, verse 29. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this is about Peter, the Apostle Peter. Amen. And I just want to read a couple of scriptures. I'm going to go to 4, 29 and 30. And if you recall in the book of Acts, you know, so many people received Christ and they were,
amen.
They were blessed with the Holy Spirit and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and Peter was walking in his power from the Holy Spirit. And these priests, these Pharisees, they got mad. They were angry. They were making threats. I'm going to put you in jail. You're going to jail. You're going to be arrested. We're going to kill you and this and that. They were getting so many. I mean, they were all the apostles. We're getting so many threats and everything else. But look at what 4:29 says here. Acts 4:29 says, now, Lord, and this is Peter praying. This is part of a prayer that Peter was praying. This part of it. We're just going to read part of the prayer. And it says, now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that which all boldness they may speak your word.
Your word.
Your word. By stretching out your hand to heal. And that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm just showing you a little part of his prayer. Amen. Where Peter here, it, regardless of the threats that he was getting, regardless of the mocking that he was receiving, regardless of how they were speaking to him because of the name of Jesus, Peter was praying to God and saying, hey, Lord, grant to us who we serve you. We're serving you. Grant to us the confidence, the boldness to speak your name. Even though those words, those attacks, those threats are seem louder than you, God. Even though, grant us, Father God, your boldness so that we may speak to your word through all that shouting, through all those threats, through all those attacks. Grant us boldness and the confidence to continue to speak your word and to be a witness to your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So that was his prayer, that they would be bold And that the Lord would just stretch out his hand and begin to heal with signs and wonder. Because remember, who is God's hand? We are God's feet. We are God's hands. We are God's legs. Amen. We are his mouthpiece. Amen. And you just say, stretch out your hand. So what he's really saying, God, let me stretch out my hand in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, so that they will be healed, so that they will be filled with the Spirit, so that they would receive you no matter what the attacks, no matter what threats, no matter what rejection, no matter what comes our way that is against you, God, let us be bold enough to stretch out our hands and stretch out our hands, Lord God, because, you know, God can take you. Because God can be tangible. God can take your hand and go like this and say, here, stretch out your hands. And you don't even know, because sometimes we stretch out our hands and you're like, where did this come from? I didn't feel that I had to stretch my hand, but it gets stretched out anyway, because sometimes the Lord does that for us. Don't think that God is not with you. God is totally with you.
Yes,
he is. Amen. But this is what Paul is saying. Give us that confidence. Give us that boldness to speak your name in the midst of all that chaos, in the midst of all those threats. Give us that confidence, Lord. Amen. Because we want to preach your name. We want to be witnesses. Hallelujah. And the reality is, hallelujah. Well, it says in 31 that when they prayed this, amen, everybody that was assembled, they received the Lord and they went out and became witnesses and boldness. Speeches came out of their mouth. They continue to be witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, and the reality is, we will not be able to witness the signs and wonder if we neglect our relationship with the Holy Spirit. So this is why it's so important for us to pray for boldness and pray that the Lord will use us mightily for his kingdom. Amen. This is a prayer that we should be doing every day. You know, I got up this morning. Once again, I said, Lord, I surrender. Holy Spirit, come and take over. Come and possess me. This is your time. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know from Scripture, Paul, the Apostle Paul, remember, the accuser of the disciples, the accuser of people in Christ, the accuser, the one that persecuted so many Christians in the New Testament. Yes. Amen. Well, we know from Scripture that once God got a hold of Paul, he became a glory carrier.
Yes.
He became a glory carrier. And we know that there were many that were glory carriers, because many, many people were saved. Many people received the Lord. Amen. But the glory that Paul carried was so heavy, it was so thick, that even demons knew his name. Amen? And if you go, you know, I don't want to go through the whole story, but I'm going to give you the verses. And it's in Acts chapter 19. In Acts chapter 19 and verses 11 through 15. There was miracles being done, and there were some people that had, you know, evil spirits in them, and they were being possessed and oppressed. Not possessed, I say oppressed by these evil spirits. Amen. And then some of these Jewish exorcists and leaders, you know, wanted to preach in the name of Jesus Christ, the one that Paul knew. So, you know, can you believe that he ended up saying something like this? We exorcise you in the name of the name, exorcise you by the name whom Paul preaches. I mean, come on. How can you say that? No, you can't do that. Amen. We exorcise you by the name of Paul. Yeah, Paul. Well, Paul was a glory carrier. But who are you? And look at what the Spirit said to him. Amen. Hallelujah. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? You know? So we got to be listen, we're glory carriers. Amen? But the demon spoke to that exorcist and say, who's giving you the power? Who are you? You're just a Jewish man. You're just a Jewish leader who thinks he can do exorcism on other people. No, you have no power. Amen. You have no power. And he told them straight out, the demon, because the demon knows believers. The demons can recognize Christ's sons and daughters because we carry that mark. We carry that light. We carry the Holy Spirit within us. Amen.
He recognizes glory carriers.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. So, I mean, come on. Jesus, I know, playing a bow. Who are you? Man, those demons leaped on the people so fast. They ran. They couldn't be saved. They couldn't be delivered. Amen. He didn't know Jesus. He had no power. He didn't have the Holy Spirit. Amen. No, he was preaching in the name of somebody else's God. Hallelujah. No, you can't do that. Amen. And I was putting this message together. And demons know, they know you by name. I mean, it was clear here. They mentioned Paul's name in these verses. And it reminded me of, there was one night where, when my husband was alive, Peter, when he was alive, one of the members from the church he was attending called and said, listen, my daughter, she's, I don't know what's going on with her. And I think she was 12 at the time, 11 or 12. I don't know what's going on with her, but she is just acting very strange. She's saying some demonic things. I don't know what's happening. And from what I heard, I wasn't there, I wasn't present. This is what I heard. From what I heard, that when Peter arrived, my husband arrived there, the girl said, the demon in the girl said, who called you, Peter, to come out here? Just like that. And everybody in the room, but the mom and the aunts, they were stunned that this girl would recognize, or at least the demon in her would recognize Peter and call him by name. And as we know, Peter was a glory carrier. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, but does. I'm just letting you know that he was totally recognized by this demonic spirit. And let me tell you, that 12-year-old ran towards him and pushed him all against the wall. Here's a little girl that pushed him all up against the wall. They're very strong. When demons oppress you, they are very strong. That's why we have to walk every day and stay connected to the Spirit of God. Amen. We got to have our relationship. Amen. So
Amen.
At the end of the night, it was done. You know, he just prayed and the girl got delivered. It was done. It was a done Amen. Deal. He didn't have Amen. To be there hours. He just said, you Amen. Know what? Satan, come out. And that was it. It was gone. It was gone. Because the word, the authority that Paul, the Apostle Paul carried, the authority that Peter, the Apostle carried, the authority that my husband carried was from God, was from the Holy Spirit, because they were glory carriers. And it's churches, this is why it's so important for us as glory carriers to remain in a daily fellowship, partnership, and connection with the Spirit of God. We must all remain in his presence. And we got to cultivate the Amen. Friendship of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And my prayer for you is that you become a true friend of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And when you pray every morning, church, what you're doing, you are activating immediately divine favor. You're activating provision. You're activating healing. You're activating protection. It is truly, truly, truly a privilege to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies in prayer. Amen. Because all these things get activated. Amen. And Paul, Peter, my husband, they're just ordinary men, just like men from the Old Testament, men from the New Testament, women from the New Testament, women from the Old. They were just ordinary men like me and you. And if God can use them, he can certainly use us. Amen. And I'm sure he has used us at many occasions. I can think of many occasions that the Lord has used me, amen, to bring deliverance and healing to others. Amen. But anyway, I want you to turn to the book of First Corinthians. We're going to go to chapter 1, verses 26. Amen. I hope you're grasping some of this. Amen. We're talking about the signs and wonders, the miracles, the freedom that we can experience in Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. 1:26 goes like this. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you a little different translation, but it says, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. I mean, I know I wasn't. Amen. Not many were influential. I wasn't. Not many were of noble birth, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and despised the things and things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one can boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ, who has become for us wisdom from God, and that is our Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God.
Amen.
And that is our righteousness. That is our holiness. That is our redemption. Therefore, the word says, it is written, let no one boast, but only in God.
That's
amen.
It.
So God did not go searching for impressive people. God, the Corinthians were not wise people. The Corinthians were not powerful people. The Corinthians were not noble. And guess what? Neither were we. We were just ordinary sinners before coming to Christ. And he chose those insignificant people to shame society. Amen. That way, no one can boast. So God chose you not in spite of who you are, who you were, but in spite of it. You get it? God chose you no matter where you came from. God chose you just because he saw the value in you. Amen. Because as a believer, everything you have comes from God, and only from God. He is your sufficiency, and he will continue to align himself with you, and he expects you to align yourself with him. Amen? Because God alone deserves the credit, not man. God gave you access to everything that he has. He gave you the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, but most of all, he gave you himself. He gave you the Holy Spirit. He gave you the Comforter. Amen. You are the temple of God.
Amen.
And we carry God in our temple. That's where he resides. Amen.
Amen.
So God wants the glory of it all. He deserves the glory anyway, right? We always sing, to God be the glory. Why? Because he chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. He called us. And we in society, we were nothing in society, but God called us to shame them. He gave us that wisdom. We got everything we need. I cannot say the same for influential, for not all influential people, because not all influential people in this world have the Lord. And a lot of times when you see, you know, somebody, I see Robin Williams, you know, and I think of him, I say, my God, he had it all. But he may have lacked having the Holy Spirit, knowing God. Amen. Why some people choose to go that route, I don't know. Even pastors, sadly to say that many pastors have committed suicide. Being a glory carrier, and you commit suicide, so we don't know what happened, the disconnect that happened from the time they were saved, from the time they committed suicide. We don't know what happened in between. Amen. And maybe we will never know what happened to some of these pastors. But when you start reading about the story of these young pastors that are committing suicide, it brings you to tears sometimes. Amen. It really does. What would lead them to go that route? Amen. You never know. You just never know. That's why I say you never know who is suffering in silence. Amen. The minute God places somebody in your mind, pray for that person. Amen. Because you never know what they're going through. You don't know what they're going through. They might be suffering in silence. Amen. But at the end of the day, amen, what we're talking about here is that you are a glory carrier. You have the Holy Spirit living in the inside of you. And God wants to get the glory of it all because he deserves it. And for you to continue to carry the glory of God within you, again, you got to remain humble. You got to surrender. You got to have a surrender life. And you have to be willing every day to be transformed. Because every day we need God. Every day we need to read the word and allow the word to transform us to be more and more like him. And I'm going to give you 5 things that you need to do to remain steadfast as a glory carrier. Amen. You need to know, one, you need to know that changing and transforming is uncomfortable. Don't we know that when we came to the Lord, we tried to change and we tried to be transformed more towards God, but it became uncomfortable at times. But can we say today that it is necessary to be transformed by the renewing of our minds to be more like God? We need to be transformed. We need to be changed. Amen. In order to remain humble, in order to be in the space where God wants us. Amen. God wants to use us mightily for his kingdom, for his glory. And sometimes I can guarantee you will be stretched. You will be stretched and you will be challenged, but lean on the Holy Spirit because he is your comforter. Lean on the Holy Spirit because he is your comforter. Sometimes you're going to feel the tension, but remember that a catapult is most effective when it works through tension, and tension with the Holy Spirit may feel like a struggle at times, but this is what's going to shape you and it's going to sharpen you as a glory carrier. Don't we feel sometimes we're stretched to the max? There's so much coming on us that we're so stretched. But what the Lord is saying, just be mindful. Be mindful that those struggles, the real struggles, that tension, the Holy Spirit's with you. The Holy Spirit's going through it with you. And it is exactly that stretch that's going to sharpen you as a glory carrier. When you feel that, God, where are you? That's when God wants you to draw closer and closer to him, because he wants all of you, not just part of you. This is why it's so important for us to surrender. He wants us to surrender it all of us to be surrendered to God, so that you can be an effective glory carrier for God. We need to remind ourselves daily that we're not condemned. Sometimes what happens, my goodness, condemnation comes into our minds. And you got to remember that when you already repented of something you already done, there's no condemnation. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Amen. So don't allow the enemy to continue to influence you. Hey, remember when you did this? Hey, remember when you failed here? Remember when you made that mistake? Remember. And the enemy continues to put stuff in your mind, but remind yourself daily, no, there's no condemnation in Christ. Hallelujah. So we got to empty our hearts from all the past failure, from all the past mistakes, the thoughts, the feelings, because we already repented from it. And the Holy Spirit and God already forgave you for those things. So don't allow condemnation to grab hold of you. And you got to remember that everyone fails. Everyone fails. And many glory carriers have failed, but they get right back up. And they know that they carry the Holy Fire within them. So just because you fail one doesn't mean you're going to fail again. We got to learn from our failures. You know, sometimes, you know, Joyce Meyer would say, do it afraid. Sometimes, you know, we're afraid to go to the person that God called you to go. Go to that person and say this, this, and that. And sometimes we're afraid to go to that person. But do it anyway, because you want to obey the voice of God. Amen. Do it anyway. If God is with you, you're not going to fail. If God is calling you to do something, you're not going to fail. Amen. So as glory carriers, we need to learn to own and repent from our mistakes, but get up and continue every day, because every day are full of mercies. Every day. Hallelujah. We live every day in his mercies. Hallelujah. Amen. Every day there's grace. Every day there's mercies. The mercies of God are new every morning. And keep the fire of the Holy Spirit burning in the inside of you. Paul instructed his mentee Timothy, stay stirred up and fan the flames of glory. We as Christians, as believers, we need to fan our flames of glory in our lives. Amen. So going spiritually dormant is not an option for us. You know, a lot of people have some of their giftings dormant within them. But the word of God says, stir up the gifts that are inside of you, because you are a glory carrier. Stir up those gifts. And Paul was telling Timothy, stir up. Amen. Fan the flames of the glory of God within you. Fan the flames of the Holy Spirit fire in you. Amen. Remember, we were made to carry the glory of God, the fire of God. And this is only possible, church. This is only possible because we were made for his holiness. We were made through the intimate heart relationship of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our source of all holiness. Amen. The word of God says, be holy for I am holy. Amen. Can you walk in holiness? Absolutely. Through Jesus Christ, you can. Not on your own. Amen. So these are just some things, amen, that are going to help you be aware of these things. Amen. Be aware of certain maybe mistakes, things like that. Listen, don't stay there. Don't stay in that mistake. Get up, dust yourself off, and continue to serve God. Amen. Because as a glory carrier, when you enter into a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit, we really need to commit ourselves in that. Amen. Because as we commit to the Holy Spirit, we are committing our life to Christ, and that pleases God. You know, everything that I want to do in life, I want to do everything that to please God. Do I miss it sometimes? Absolutely. Do I make mistakes? Absolutely. Am I going to continue to make mistakes? Absolutely. Amen. But I am not going to condemn myself. I am not going to have a pity party. I am going to look into God's eyes. I'm going to gaze upon him and say, God, I need your help. I'm turning away from that, but I need you to get me back on that path. And God will, because God is faithful. Amen. And listen, like I said before in the beginning of this message, when you commit to have a relationship and with the Holy Spirit, you will then experience healing and deliverance. And when you pray for others, miracles will take place and lives will be changed. So yes. Church, remain hopeful. Yes. Remain excited to experience the Spirit of glory on levels you never thought could be possible. Because anything is possible for God's children if you would just believe. Just believe, and things are possible. Amen. Be the glory carrier that God called you to be. Amen. Continue to cultivate the relationship with the Holy Spirit and watch and see what the Lord will do through you and through our church. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, we just thank you for reminding us that we are your glory carriers. So Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and breathe upon us and encounter our hearts with your glorious intimacy. Create in us, as your word says, a clean heart. And enlarge our hearts with your supernatural love.
Yes.
So that we can run in the path of your commandments. We want to experience all that you have for us, Lord. We want to experience your healing presence in our lives. And we want others to experience the same. And we want others to experience your divine effect upon them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And lastly, Lord, we declare that we will not go where your presence is not going by remaining connected to your spirit, Lord. So, Lord God, give us more, Lord. Give us more of you, God. We pray all these things, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus and give you all praise. We give you all glory and we give you all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.